and welcome to Crossways. I'm Breda Hegarty. The Merchants Quay Ireland annual report, released recently, shows that the numbers of homeless people and drug users seeking help has continued to rise. The organisation reports a 9% rise in visits to its needle exchange service and a 20% rise in visits to its open access homeless services. Speaking at the launch of the report, Tony Gagan, the director of Merchants Quay Ireland, said, "I think that the increasing numbers of people coming for help to our open door services reflects a lack of options and opportunities out there for homeless people and drug users." He also appealed to the government to put new resources into detoxification and drug-free treatment options as a matter of great urgency to bring us into line with international best practice. The Vice President of the National Conference of Priests of Ireland has called on his fellow priests to support the NCPI and to come to its conferences accompanied by lay people. Father Oliver Crilly, a parish priest from Derry and Vice President of the NCPI, made his comments at the conclusion of this year's annual conference, which attracted around 60 priests from two-thirds of the Diocese of Ireland. "The vitality of the priesthood depends on the vitality of the church, and we should be gathering as a church," said Father Crilly. The Catholic Bishops Justice Commission has recommended that immigrants coming to Ireland with their children should be given the right to medical care, access to education, equality of treatment, and the freedom to choose work. The report from the Irish Commission for Justice and Social Affairs on Immigration and Residence in Ireland recognises the contribution that people from outside Ireland have made, not just to the Irish economy, but by enriching the country socially, culturally and spiritually. At the launch of a new booklet for parents about media technology, the Minister for Children, Brian Linehan, stated that the core advice for parents is to be vigilant. There is no substitute for vigilance. Get With It, the booklet published by the Internet Advisory Board, IAB, says parents should monitor their children's use of the Internet and watch for things such as offensive emails, inappropriate conversations their child may be having in chat rooms, and other inappropriate Internet content. Taoiseach Bertie Ahern has confirmed that Ireland will increase its spending on development aid to 0.7% by 2012. Mr. Ahern said the first step would be to increase the spending on aid to 0.5% by 2007. Bertie Ahern made the announcement from the United Nations, where leaders from 170 nations met for a three-day summit. The summit marked the 60th anniversary of the United Nations. The Primate of All Ireland, Dr. Sean Brady, has called on parishioners to consider their parishes from the point of view of care for the environment and to develop ecologically friendly systems. He said that some of the commodities like oil are going to run out, and we have to think forward for what this is going to mean for our children and the people who come after us. To help Catholics live the last month of the year of the Eucharist, the Holy See has made key documents on the sacrament easily accessible on the Vatican website, www.vatican.va. The section entitled Year of the Eucharist includes the documents that John Paul II prepared for the year, as well as other essential texts of his teaching on the Eucharist. According to Dr. Francis Douglas of University College Cork, the average 18-year-old in Ireland has spent more time watching television than on any other activity, except sleeping. The comment comes after a new report revealed that an astonishing 1 in 3 children under the age of 8 now have a television in their bedroom. For the first time, the Archdiocese of Dublin has appointed a priest who will have responsibility for the pastoral care of foreign nationals. Father Gerry Kane takes up the position, although he will remain on as parish priest of Ballyroane in County Dublin. In a speech given recently, he stated that his priority will be to act as a reference point for contact with priests who will be able to minister to foreign nationals. And that's all from Crossways. I'm Breda Hegarty.